This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Harris County, Texas, within which lies Greater Houston, has asked FEMA for $17 million to buy up more than 100 homes that have been deemed, and these are their words, hopelessly at risk for future flooding. We are a little more than a month post-Hurricane Harvey now, and the county wants to get these buyouts done as soon as possible so as to avoid the years this process usually takes, except that even when buyouts look like sound policy, they are not easy to get done. Marketplace's Andy Euler has that story from Houston.
Woodland Trails West is a neighborhood in northwest Houston. Its main road dead ends at White Oak Bayou. Its sleepy, slow waterway became a rushing river after Harvey. Benjamin Singer stands on the porch of his family's 1960s ranch house, three homes away from the water. The bayou has consistently flooded here since he was growing up in the 80s.
If you looked over there, that whole flat has been cleared.
Over time, it's become a haphazard landscape, clusters of homes in between vacant lots. He points across the water where other families have taken buyouts.
There's no houses but maybe 20 in that whole neighborhood.
His family's house stayed dry in Harvey, but it has flooded twice in 15 years. The Singers considered a buyout when their house flooded last year, and they got a letter from the county.
We decided to put in an application to see what the FEMA would give us, and if it was something that would be worth our while, we would obviously take it, but we declined.
He won't say how much the family was offered, but says they didn't find the amount worth the price of upending their whole life. They could have appealed to try for a better offer, but they would have had to hire their own appraiser. This time, after Harvey, Harris County plans to push more aggressively to get homeowners like the Singers to move. And Harris County Judge Ed Emmett wants to fast-track the process.
What you don't want is a rebuild, spending all the money to rebuild a home, and then a few months later we come in and say, oh, by the way, we want to buy it and tear it down.
A massive map of Harris County takes up one whole wall of his office. He points out other neighborhoods he's targeting.
Bel Air, West University, Meyerland area, Brays Heights. It's a long Brays bio. It's repeatedly flooded.
He says he needs $650 million to buy out 3,600 homes in perpetual flood danger countywide. Usually, that money comes from FEMA and takes years to get in rounds of negotiations between locals and feds. Alex Greer is a political scientist at Oklahoma State University. He studies homeowner buyouts after disaster. He says right now, the process starts from scratch each time.
You know, what we'd expect to see is that some of the general characteristics of buyouts would stay the same, and we'd iterate over time and make them better. You don't see that.
He wants to see nationwide reform establish some best practices. Yet forcing people to move is often just inherently emotional and messy. I meet Jean Olson, leaning against her car outside her little home in a flooded area called Bel Air. All of her belongings are in a pile in the front yard.
Just did not expect the water to get as high as it did. I was 29 inches in my house. And I'm 20 inches off the ground. I'm on pier and beam. So that's 4 feet of water.
She separated out family heirlooms, but she doesn't have anywhere to take them. So she's posted signs. No trespassing. No stealing. Since Olson bought her single-story home in 1993, huge million-dollar houses have sprung up on all sides. Many of those neighbors are living on their second floors while the ground level gets repaired. Some have cooked for Olson and even let her stay with them a night or two. Olson's house flooded twice in the past 20 years, but she's not at all interested in a buyout.
There's no other place in Houston I really want to live. I love my neighbors. I love my neighborhood. You know, it's home.
That dog won't hunt, she says about a buyout as I leave. Alex Greer at Oklahoma State University says he's seen situations where even the most stubborn homeowners get pressured into taking buyouts.
Officials would tell them, well, if you stay here, you know, we may not bring back in power lines, or you may have to worry about vermin and crime and all those things. So it doesn't feel like an option.
There is a path for Houston to force buyouts. It would have to use strictly local funds, no federal money, and exercise eminent domain, seizing private land for public use. But politicians at every level want to avoid going down that road. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.